Criminal law jurisdiction and general matters. Issue. Jurisdiction. Rule. Generally, a state acquires jurisdiction to adjudicate a crime, if that state is the legal situs of the crime. Situs is any state where the conduct or the result took place, e.g. if conduct. Firing gun. In NJ, result. V dies. In New York, both NJ and New York have jurisdiction, e.g. to. New York has no jurisdiction over a New York citizen who commits a crime in CA for crime of omission. State where the act should have been performed is where the jurisdiction lies. Issue. Merger. Rule. Generally, crimes do not merge. However, as exception, point 1. Solicitation and attempt merge into the complete offense and becomes one crime, and point 2. Larceny merges into robbery. Conspiracy does not merge with the completed offense. Essential elements of crime. When does the criminal liability lie? Issue. Basic elements. Rule. Point 1. Physical act, point 2. Mental state, point 3. Causation, and point 4. Concurrence. Issue. Physical act. Rule. Basically, physical act is voluntary bodily movement. An act can be 1. Any bodily movement, or point 2. Omission of act. However, as exception, there is no act. Point 1. When the movement is not the product of the actor's volition. 2. When the actor is sleepwalking or otherwise unconscious, or point 3. When the act is reflex or convulsive. For point 1, a person is not criminally liable if she is pushed by someone else, and as a result, that other person falls and gets killed. For 2, D shoots V, V while unconscious, shoots D but hit W, V is not guilty. Asleep here refers to something like sleepwalking, and does not mean falling asleep while driving a car. Omission of an act. For an omission of an act to qualify as criminal conduct, three requirements must be met. 1. Legal duty to act, point 2. Knowledge of the facts that give rise to the duty, and point 3. Ability to help. For point 1, legal duty to act arises, by statute. E.g., to file a tax report. By K. E.g., lifeguard, nurse. By status relationship. Only two kinds, point 1. Parent-to-child relationship and 2. Spouse-to-spouse relationship, as a result of voluntary assumption of care for someone else and failure adequately to perform it. E.g., a person volunteers to rescue a drowning guy and leave him to drown and swim back. She is criminally liable for her failure to act. By creation of peril. For point 2, D must be aware of the facts creating the duty. For point 3, failure to act will constitute a crime only when it is reasonably possible for D to perform the act without above relationships. There is no duty, even if it would be very easy for him to save V. Issue. Mental state. For crime. Rule. Mental state. Mens rea. Specific intent. When the crime requires not just the desire to do the act, but also the desire to achieve a specific result. Crimes against person, assault, first-degree premeditated murder. Crimes against property, larceny, embezzlement, false pretense, robbery, forgery. Crime against habitation, burglary and co-ed offenses, solicitation, conspiracy, attempt against specific intent. Crimes. D can use two additional defenses. Point 1. Voluntary intoxication and 2. Any mistake of facts. Malice. Intentional or with reckless disregard of obvious risk. Murder and arson. General intent. D need only be generally aware of the factors constituting a crime. Battery, rape, kidnapping, false imprisonment. Strict liability. No intent is required. Public welfare offenses, regulatory or morality offenses that typically carry small penalty. E.g., selling liquor to minors. Statutory rape. Any defense that negates intention is not a defense to strict liability. Crimes. Issue. Doctrine of mistake. Rule. Mistake of fact. Mistake of fact is relevant to criminal liability only if it shows that the D lacked the state of mind required for the crime. If mistake is offered to disprove a specific intent, the mistake need not be reasonable. However, if it is offered to disprove any other state of mind, it must have been reasonable. Mistake of law. Generally, mistake of law is not a defense to any crime. However, mistake of law can become a defense when the crime makes knowledge of a crime an element. Issue. Doctrine of transferred intent. Rule. The D can be liable under the doctrine of transferred intent where she intends the harm that is actually caused, but to a different victim or object. Defenses and mitigating circumstances may also be transferred. The doctrine of transferred intent applies to homicide, battery, and arson. It does not apply to attempt. A person found guilty of a crime on the basis of transferred intent is usually guilty of two crimes, the completed crime against the actual victim and attempted against intended victim, e.g. if D intends to kill V1 but instead kills V2, D is guilty of murder on killing V2, and attempted murder of killing V1. Intent to kill, e.g. 2. If D intends to kill V1 and causes injury to V2 but does not kill V2, D is not guilty of attempted murder of V2. Issue. Causation. Rule. Actual causation but for D's conduct, the bad result. E.g., death would not have happened. An act that accelerates an inevitable result is still the legal cause of that result. Proximate causation. The result must be a natural and probable consequence of D's conduct. Unforeseeable intervening event will break the chain of proximate cause. Third party's negligent medical care is foreseeable and does not break the chain of proximate causation. V's pre-existing conditions does not break the chain of proximate causation. Issue. Concurrence. Rule. D must have the required mens rea at the time D engaged in the conduct. Concurrence. Issue comes up in burglary and larceny. Crime against person. Issue. Battery. Rule. Unlawful application of force to another, resulting either 1. Bodily injury or 2. Offensive touching. Battery does not require intent. Criminal negligence is sufficient. Issue. Assault. Rule. Attempt to commit battery. Intentional creation. Other than by mere words of a reasonable apprehension in the mind of V of imminent bodily harm for 1. D tried to hit V, but missed. For 2, intentionally making V think that D is about to commit a battery. D puts V in fear of receiving an imminent bodily harm. If there has been actual touching of V, D can be only guilty of battery. No assault. The 1. Type of assault merges a greater offense of attempted murder, but the 2. Type of assault does not merge into attempted murder. Issue. Homicide. Murder. Rule. Unlawful killing of a human being with malice aforethought exists if there are no facts reducing the killing to voluntary manslaughter and it was committed with one of the following state of mind. 1. Intent to kill. 2. Intent to inflict great bodily harm. 3. Reckless indifference of an unjustifiable high risk to human life, or 4. Intent to commit a felony for 1. When you see a dangerous weapon, you can assume that there is intent to kill. 3. Reckless indifference of an unjustifiable high risk of human life, intentional performance of an act that has substantial likelihood of causing death. E.g. Russian roulette. Under common law, V must dies within a year and a day from the date of D's conduct. Issue. First degree premeditated murder. Regarding to 1. Intent to kill. Rule. First degree premeditated murder is premeditated and deliberate murder if D made the decision to kill in a cool and dispassionate manner and actually reflected on the idea of killing, even if only for a very brief period. It is first degree premeditated murder. First degree premeditated murder is a specific intent crime. If D successfully raises the defense of mistake or voluntary intoxication, the charge will be reduced to malice murder. Issue. Felony murder. Rule. Any death caused during the commission of, or attempt to, commit felony, is a crime punishable by death or imprisonment for more than 1 year. D must be guilty of underlying felony. The underlying felony need not be completed. Attempted felony is sufficient. The felony must be inherently dangerous. The felony must be separate from the killing itself. The aggravated battery cannot be a basis for felony murder. The killing must occur during the felony or during the immediate flight from the felony. Once D reaches some point of temporary safety. Example, D spent a night at his own house or his mother's house. Death caused thereafter is not felony murder. The death must be a foreseeable result of the felony. D is not guilty of felony murder when a co-felon dies. Majority. Actual killer in a felony murder can be a bystander. E.g., police officer. Issue. Manslaughter. Rule. Voluntary manslaughter, a killing that would be murder but for the existence of adequate provocation, is adequate if 1. It was a provocation that would arouse sudden and intense passion in the mind of a reasonable person. 2. The D was in fact provoked. 3. There was not sufficient time for a reasonable person to cool off, and point 4. The D in fact did not cool off. 4.1. Exposure to a threat to deadly force, or B, finding D's spouse in bed with another will suffice. Involuntary manslaughter, point 1. A killing committed with criminal negligence, or point 2. A killing committed during a crime that is not a felony. Misdemeanor manslaughter. Issue. False imprisonment. Rule. Unlawful confinement of a person without his valid consent. Issue. Kidnapping. Rule. False imprisonment that involves point 1. Some movement of the victim, or point 2. Concealment of the victim in a secret place. Aggravated kidnapping, kidnapping for ransom, for the purpose of committing other crimes, for offensive purpose, and for child stealing. Issue. Rape. Rule. Unlawful carnal knowledge of a woman by a man, not her husband, without her effective consent. Only a man can be a perpetrator, only a woman can be a victim. A husband cannot be guilty of rape for raping his wife. However, a husband can be guilty of rape under accomplice liability, if he encourages or aids other man to rape the husband's wife. Issue. Statutory rape. Rule. Carnal knowledge of a female under the age of consent. Consent is not a defense to statutory rape. Even if the woman consents, the man is guilty of statutory rape. Statutory rape is a strict liability crime. Even if the man mistakes that the woman is the age of consent or more, he is guilty of statutory rape. Issue. Other crimes against person. Rule. Mayhem requires either dismemberment or disablement of a bodily part. Trend is abolish mayhem. Adultery, commitment by both parties to sexual intercourse if either is validly married to someone else, often required that the behavior be open and notorious. Fornication, sexual intercourse or open and notorious cohabitation by unmarried persons. In Kent, marriage or a sexual act between closely related persons. Seduction, inducing by promise of marriage, an unmarried woman to engage in intercourse. Bigamy, common law strict liability offense of marrying someone while having another living spouse. Crime against property. Issue. Larceny. Rule. A taking and carry away of tangible personal property of another by trespass, with the intent to permanently deprive that person of her interest in the property taking. Obtaining control of the personal property. Carrying away, a slight movement suffices. The carrying away requirement. Tangible personal property, a real property, or a part of it, example, fixture, cannot be subject of larceny of another. The property must be taken from the possession of another by trespass, without consent, with the intent to permanently deprive that person of the interest in the property. Intent to steal, larceny is specific intent crime. Continuing trespass, if D takes property with a wrongful state of mind. But not intent to steal, and later decides to keep the property, D is guilty of larceny when D decides to keep it. E.g. if A takes B's umbrella with the intent to return it later, but afterwards decides to keep it, A is guilty of larceny. E.g. 2. If A takes B's umbrella thinking that it is A's, later recognizes the mistake but decides to keep it, A is not guilty of larceny. Larceny or lost property, if D takes possession of a lost personal property, D is guilty of larceny if A, D knows or has reason to know that he can find the identity of the owner, and B, D takes the property with the intent to permanently deprive that the owner of her interest in the property. Issue. Embezzlement. Rule. Conversion of personal property of another by a person already in lawful possession of the property, with the intent to defraud. Conversion, unlike larceny, carrying away is not required. Personal property, not real property of another by a person already in lawful possession of the property, embezzler must already have possession. Low-level employee. E.g., bank teller has custody of the employer's property, but not possession, he is guilty of larceny. High-level employee. E.g., bank president has possession of the employer's property, he is guilty of embezzlement with the intent to defraud. Embezzlement is specific intent crime. If the D intends to restore exact property taken, it is not embezzlement. But, intends to restore similar property, it is embezzlement, even if it was money that was initially taken and other money, of identical value, that he intended to return. Issue. False pretense. Rule. Obtaining title to personal property of another by an intentional false statement of past or existing fact, with intent to defraud. Obtaining title, false pretense, D gets title of the property. Larceny, embezzlement, D gets possession of the property. Of personal property, not real property of another by an intentional false statement of past or existing fact. False statement cannot be a future event. False statement include misrepresentation by act with the intent to defraud, specific intent. Crime. Issue. Larceny by trick. Rule. When V is tricked by misrepresentation into giving up mere possession of property. Issue. Robbery. Rule. A taking of personal property of another from the other's person or presence by force or threats of immediate death or physical injury to V, with the intent to permanently deprive him of it. Taking personal property of another from the other's person or presence, is very broadly interpreted. E.g., property in other rooms of the house where the V is located, spouse or money. By force or threats of immediate death or physical injury to V, force, pickpocketing is not a robbery, snatching a chain is robbery. Threat, if the threat is of future, not immediate. Harm. D is guilty of extortion, if the threat is of embarrassment. D is guilty of blackmail. Use of force or threat to gain retain possession, the force or threat must be used either to A. gain possession of the property or B. retain possession immediately after such possession has been accomplished. The V must give up her property because she feels threatened. If she gives up her property for another reason. E.g., she feels sorry for the D, or she wants the D to go away, the D will not be guilty of robbery. He may be guilty of attempted robbery. Issue. Other property crimes. Rule. Receipt of stolen property. Receiving possession and control of stolen personal property, known to have been obtained in a manner constituting a criminal offense by another person, with the intent to permanently deprive the owner of his interest in it. Manual possession is not necessary. D possesses the property when it is put in a location designed by her or she arranges a sale for the thief to a third person. Fencing. The property must be stolen property at the time D receives it, police using it with the owner's permission, it is no longer stolen. D is only guilty of attempt of receipt of stolen property. Forgery. Making or altering a writing, with apparent legal significance, so that it is false, with the intent to defraud. Uttering. Offering as genuine an instrument that may be the subject of forgery and is false, with the intent to defraud. Extortion. Corrupt collection of an unlawful fee by an officer under color of office, under modern statute, extortion. Blackmail. Often consists of obtaining property by means of threats to do harm or to expose information. Crimes against habitation. Issue. Burglary. Rule. Breaking and entering a dwelling of another at nighttime, with the intent to commit felony. Inside breaking, actual breaking, creating or enlarging an opening by minimal force. Example: opening a closed door, even if it is unlocked, constitutes a breaking for purpose of burglary. Constructive breaking, use of threat or fraud, if D has V's valid consent, there is no breaking entering, if any portion of D's body is inside the structure, even for momentary, there is entry. Insertion of instrument constitute entry only if the instrument is inserted for the purpose of accomplishing the felony, only for purpose of gaining entry does not constitute felony. Dwelling, a structure used with regularly for sleeping purposes. Example: person's home, hotel room, a structure is deemed to be a dwelling, if any part of it is used for sleeping purposes of another. Right to occupancy is material in determining whether the structure is of another. Ownership is not material. At nighttime, daytime entry does not constitute burglary with the intent to commit felony. Inside concurrence, if the intent occurs after entry, D is not guilty of burglary. Claim of rights, if D's intent is to take back D's property, D is not guilty of burglary because D's intent is not to commit larceny. Issue. Arson. Rule. The malicious burning of a dwelling of another. Malicious arson is malice crime. Burning a piece of building must be burned. Charring is sufficient, mere damage to building by smoke. Blackening, heat. Discoloring, scorching. Or water is not burning a dwelling. Most states have expanded to commercial structures, cars, trains, etc. of another. Right to occupancy is material. Ownership is not material. Misdemeanor of house burning, burning one's own dwelling. Issue. Offenses involving judicial procedure. Rule. Perjury, intentional taking of a false oath. Lying in regard to a material matter. Affect the outcome of the proceeding. In a judicial proceeding, subornation of perjury, procuring or inducing another to commit perjury. Bribery, corrupt payment or receipt of anything of value for official action, modern statute extended to non-public officials, and offering of a bribe or taking of a bribe. Compounding a crime, agreeing for valuable consideration. not to prosecute another for a felony or to conceal the commission of felony or the whereabouts of a felon. Misprision of a felony, failure to disclose knowledge of the commission of a felony or to prevent the commission of a felony. Accomplice liability. Issue. Accomplice. Rule. Person who aids or encourages another person to commit a crime, with the intent to encourage the crime. Issue. Principle. Rule. Person who commits a crime, or who causes an innocent agent to do so. Issue. Limit to accomplice liability. Rule. Intent to encourage the crime is necessary. Mere presence in a crime scene does not make person an accomplice. Mere knowledge that a crime will result does not make person an accomplice. Example, selling ordinary goods at ordinary prices to principal does not make person an accomplice. Inability to become principal. A person who cannot be principal can nevertheless be guilty as accomplice. E.g., a woman cannot commit a rape. However, can be convicted if she encouraged another man to commit rape. Member of protected class if the statute is intended to protect members of a limited class from exploitation or overbearing. Example, prohibition of transportation of women for immoral purpose, member of that class are immune from accomplice liability. Issue. Effect of accomplice liability. Rule. If D is an accomplice, D is guilty of point 1. Crimes he did or counseled and 2. Any other crimes committed in the course of committing the crime contemplated, as long as the other crimes are probable and foreseeable. Even if the principal is not convicted, the accomplice can still be guilty. Even if the principal's killing is reduced to voluntary manslaughter, the accomplice can still be guilty of murder. Issue. Withdrawal from accomplice liability. Rule. If D encouraged the principal, D can withdraw from a crime merely by discouraging the principal. If D aided the principal. Providing assistance, D can withdraw from a crime by attempting to neutralize the assistance in co-ed offenses. Issue. Solicitation. Rule. Asking someone to commit a crime, with the intent that they do so. D is guilty of solicitation when D asks someone to commit a crime. The other person need not agree. If the solicited person commits the solicited crime, the solicitor is guilty of the crime committed as a party to the crime. Solicitation merges into the complete crime if the other person agrees, the crime becomes conspiracy and solicitation merges with conspiracy and becomes one crime. E.g. A. Solicited, B. Solicitor. If A commits the crime, both A and B are liable for that crime. B. Solicitation merges with the crime if A commits acts sufficient to be liable for attempt, both are liable for attempt. B. Solicitation merges with the attempt if A agrees to commit the crime, but does not even attempt. Both are liable for conspiracy. B. Solicitation merges with the conspiracy. Issue. Conspiracy. Rule. Agreement between two or more people to commit a crime, plus an overt act in preparation of the crime. Agreement between two or more people. A conspiracy requires meeting of at least two guilty mind. Agreement for conspiracy does not have to be expressed. No need of written or spoken words of agreement. Various people could be a part of the conspiracy, even though they do not know each other. No one person conspiracy. A person cannot conspire with an undercover police officer if all but one conspirator are acquitted. The last conspirator may not be convicted. This rule applies only if the other conspirators are acquitted. It does not apply when the conspiracy charge is not brought against the conspirator's mental state. Specific intent. Crime parties must have 1. Intent to agree, and point 2. Intent to achieve the objective of the conspiracy. Overt act, any act in preparation of the crime suffices as an overt act. E.g., attending a meeting, showing up at a place agreed to rob. A co-conspirator is guilty of crimes committed by other co-conspirators in furtherance of the conspiracy, if the crimes are foreseeable. E.g., if A and B conspires to commit robbery, and B accidentally kills V in the course of robbing V, but fails to take anything, A and B are guilty of conspiracy to commit robbery and felony murder. Impossibility is not a defense to conspiracy, even if the crime that the parties intend to commit was impossible to commit. Because of some circumstances beyond their reach, they are still guilty of conspiracy. Member of protected class. If a criminal statute is intended to protect members of a limited class, a person within that class cannot be guilty of conspiracy of the crime and the crime itself. Warden rule, where two or more people are necessary for the commission of the substantive offense. E.g., adultery, dueling. There is no crime of conspiracy unless more parties participate in the agreement than are necessary for the crime. Issue. Attempt. Rule. An act, done with intent to commit a crime, that falls short of completing the crime act, conduct that gets dangerously close to commission of the crime must be beyond mere preparation for the offense. E.g. While D is looking for V, it is not dangerously close. If D finds V, it is dangerously close mental state, always specific intent crime even if D is attempting to commit a malice, general intent, or strict liability crime, D must have specific intent to commit the crime impossibility factual impossibility. It was impossible to commit the crime, because of some circumstances beyond D's control, not a defense to attempt. E.g., shooting a dead body with the intent to kill is an attempted murder. Legal impossibility, it is not a crime to do what D intended to do, a defense to attempt. Issue. Withdrawal. Rule. Withdrawal is not a defense to solicitation, conspiracy, or attempt. Withdrawal can be defense to crimes committed in furtherance of conspiracy. In order to withdraw, D must notify all members of the conspiracy in time for them to have the opportunity to abandon their plans. Timely communication of intent to withdraw is sufficient for withdrawal. Prevention of or effort to prevent the crime is not necessary, however. If the conspirator provided assistance, the conspirator must attempt to neutralize the assistance. Same as withdrawal from accomplice. Issue. Merger. Rule. Lesser included offense merges into greater offense if D is convicted of greater offense. D cannot also be convicted of lesser included offense if every element of a lesser offense is also an element of greater offense. It is lesser included offense. D. G. Larceny is lesser included offense of robbery. Larceny is not lesser included offense of burglary. Solicitation and attempted merges with the completed crime. Conspiracy does not merge with completed offense. Defense. Issue. Criminal capacity defense. Insanity. Rule. Insanity. Insanity is determined by point 1. Mnaden test, point 2. Irresistible impulse test, point 3. Durham test, or 4. Model penal code test. Mnaden test. D, because of mental disease or defect, either did not a, know his act was wrong, or b, understand nature and quality of his act. Common law rule for determining insanity. Irresistible impulse test. D, because of mental illness, was unable to a, control his act, or b, conform his conduct to law. Durham test. D's act was the product of his mental illness. Model penal code test. D, because of mental disease or defect, lacked the substantial capacity to either a, appreciate the criminality of his conduct, or b, conform his conduct to law. Combination of Mnaden test and irresistible impulse test. Insanity is a defense available to all crimes. Incompetence. D, as a result of mental disease or defect, is unable 1. To understand the nature of the proceeding being brought against him, or point 2. To assist his lawyer in the preparation of his defense. If D is incompetent during criminal proceeding, he cannot be tried, convicted, or sentenced. Issue. Intoxication. Rule. Involuntary intoxication and intoxication results from taking an intoxicating substance. Point 1. Without knowledge of its nature. Point 2. Under direct duress imposed by another, or 3. Pursuant to medical advice while unaware of the substance's intoxicating effect. Involuntary intoxication is treated similar to insanity and can be defense to any crime. Relationship with insanity: if involuntary intoxication results in a mental condition that falls into insanity, D may raise both insanity and involuntary intoxication as a defense. Voluntary intoxication: when intoxication is the result of intentional taking, without duress, or a substance known to be intoxicating. Voluntary intoxication can be a defense only to specific intent crimes, when the intoxication prevents D from forming the required specific intent. Issue. Infancy. Rule. Child under age of 7 cannot be prosecuted. If a child is between age of 7 and 14, there is a rebuttable presumption that the child was unable to understand the wrongfulness of his acts. If a child is 14 or older, he is treated as an adult. Issue. Justification. Self-defense. Rule. Non-deadly force: a person may use non-deadly force for self-defense, if it reasonably appears necessary to protect himself from imminent use of unlawful force upon himself. Must be imminent. D cannot use self-defense if he is threatened with, tomorrow, I'll kill you. Deadly force: a person may use deadly force for self-defense only if point 1. He is without fault, point 2. He is confronted with unlawful force, and point 3. He is threatened with imminent death or great bodily harm. D need not retreat before using deadly force. True man rule. Initial aggressor who started the alteration cannot generally use self-defense. In order to use self-defense, he must point 1. Effectively withdraw from altercation and 2. Communicate to the other his desire to do so. If V suddenly escalates the minor fight into a deadly altercation, and the initial aggressor has no chance to withdraw, the initial aggressor may use self-defense. Thus, if the initial aggressor can withdraw, retreat, but does not do so, self-defense is not available. Mistake: when D mistakes the need to use deadly force that results in death, if the mistake is reasonable, it is a defense to murder. If the mistake is unreasonable, A, it is not a defense to murder. Majority. B, if D honestly believed in necessity of self-defense, the charge may be reduced from murder to manslaughter. Minority, imperfect self-defense. Issue. Crime prevention. Rule. Non-deadly force may be used to prevent a felony or serious breach of the peace. Deadly force may be used only to prevent a dangerous felony involving risk to human life. Issue. Defense of a third person. Rule. D has right to defend other person, if there is a reasonable appearance that the person has the legal right to use force in its defense. Issue. Defense of property. Rule. Non-deadly force may be used to defend property in D's possession from unlawful interference. Deadly force may never be used to defend property. Issue. Use of a force to effectuate arrest. A police officer may use non-deadly force to apprehend a fleeing felon if it reasonably appears necessary to effectuate arrest. May use deadly force to apprehend a fleeing felon only when the felon threatens death or serious bodily harm, and deadly force is necessary to prevent his escape. Reasonable mistake by police officer. E.g., the person actually only committed a misdemeanor. Does not deny the police officer the right to use a deadly force. A private person may use non-deadly force to make an arrest if a crime was in fact committed and the private person has reasonable ground to believe the person arrested has in fact committed the crime. May use deadly force to apprehend a fleeing felon under the same circumstances as police officer, only if the felon was actually guilty of felony. Mistake by the private person denies him the right to use a deadly force, regardless of whether the mistake was reasonable or unreasonable. Issue. Resisting arrest. Rule. Non-deadly force may be used to resist an improper arrest even if a known officer is making that arrest. Deadly force may be used only if the person does not know that the person arresting him is a police officer. Issue. Other defenses. Duress. Rule. D reasonably believed that another person would imminently inflict death or great bodily harm upon him or his family, if he did not commit a crime. Duress is a defense to all crimes other than homicide. Issue. Entrapment. Rule. Entrapment exists when point 1. Criminal design originated with law enforcement officers, and point 2. D was not predisposed to commit the crime, prior to contact by the government. Merely providing the opportunity for a predisposed person to commit a crime is not entrapment. A person cannot be entrapped by a private citizen.